Okay, today we're going to try something a little bit different. I was introduced earlier today by a GWA poster to something called hysterical literature. Now, if you are unfamiliar, as I was before today, with what this is, it is where a woman has something that vibrates placed somewhere very sensitive, and then she tries to read a book. And she sees how far she can get. Now, I've only watched one of these so far, though I intend to watch more. But the first one, Stoya, absolutely transfixed me with how beautiful she was when she came. She smiled and she laughed, and I am in awe of the transcendent joy that she had in that moment. Now, obviously, you cannot see me, so you won't be able to see if I smile when I come. But we're going to try this out and see how far I can get in a book that I enjoy. So, the plan originally was to use my Hitachi magic wand, but on trying to record with it, that sucker is so loud that it overwhelms the audio. So that has been swapped out for something significantly smaller that is inserted and vibrates quite nicely. Now, unfortunately, because it is inside me and I cannot read with my face next to the opening of my pussy, you cannot hear it. But it is currently on. So I have chosen a book, and that book is called One More Last Time by Eric Ugland. It is a lit RPG, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a fantastic genre of books, and I encourage you to check it out. So, excuse me. I probably should have waited to turn it on until I was ready to start reading. Okay, here we go. I'm starting at chapter 2, because chapter 1 has some darker themes that I don't want in this audio. So chapter 2. I thought I had died. Everything was black. Everything. Not like your eyes are closed black, but like a ceaseless, unending void of darkness. Besides, as far as I could tell in that moment, my eyes were open and there was nothing to see. An absence of light and matter and everything. I felt and saw and tasted nothing. All my senses reached out as far and as hard as they could. They all stopped at me. I mean, given that I'd heard a grenade bounce across my floor and seen it wind up balanced neatly on my boot, I figured this was what death was. A void. Awesome. And wrong. I mean, obviously. Welcome, hero. A deep and melodious voice boomed out from the nothingness. You have been summoned to the world of Vildrani to be a noble... There was a bit of a pause. A very obvious, unplanned pause. The voice continued, much quieter, as if speaking to someone off stage. This can't be right. It says... And then there was muttering, people talking off mic. Yeah, and there's also three of them, the deep voice snapped angrily. Three. Yeah, because I can see them, numbnuts. I looked around. Still nothing. Blackness. But for the first time, I could feel something near me. That vague sort of vibration that surrounds living beings. Someone, perhaps, was almost touching me. This isn't supposed to, you know. I was told this was a professional operation, and there was a loud click as the mic got turned off, and lights flickered on. Bright, sterile lights illuminated a blank, white room. A large window to one side revealed an empty recording studio. To my right, asshole one. To my left, asshole two. Which left me, Asshole 3, I suppose, in the middle. Just a bunch of assholes. They still had all their gear on. We were all dressed as we were in my apartment. It meant I had no weapons on my person, which was a minor minus in my book, but you know, plus side, I was also no longer bleeding out of my gangrenous wound, which, oddly, didn't seem open anymore. Asshole 2, for the record, still had the fork stuck through his foot. Below that, a very large section of hardwood floor had come too. Termites were already spreading out, and as soon as the lights shot on, one brave cockroach had made a scurry for a wall he'd never find. Things were still for a moment. Finally, an elegant man in a three-piece suit walked out of a door that wasn't there until he came through it. He sat down at a desk that appeared between blinks. Right around the time chairs appeared, and I realized that I was sitting down. Maybe I'd been sitting the entire time. I was pretty sure I'd been standing. The man pulled out a pair of platinum-rimmed glasses and perched them on his nose. He looked down at the desk and flipped through a sheaf of papers that came into existence. "This is some Alice in Wonderland shit," I said softly. The man seemed to smile ever so slightly while reading over the papers. We three assholes sat there in silence for a moment, completely caught off guard and unable to process a damn thing that we were seeing or experiencing, which, you know, was a bit weird. Because, well, they'd been quite actively killing me mere moments before, and now... And now we were sitting in front of a man at a desk, like we were teens hauled before a tweedy vice principal of a second-rate middle school. "So," the man said, plucking a manila folder from midair and laying it on the desk. He put all the papers in it and then looked at us slowly, making eye contact with each of us before continuing. "There are a few things I'm confused upon. First of all, which one of you is actually supposed to be here, and which are..."
"Dude, what the fuck is all this supposed to be?"
Asshole 1 yelled. Asshole 2 chose a more proactive route and launched himself across the desk at the man with glasses. I was going to raise my hand, but instead I grabbed Asshole 2 by his tactical webbing and pulled him back down to his seat. "Well," the man said with a smile, clicking his pen and making a note in the folder, "that makes it quite clear." There was a bright popping. There was a bright popping sound, and the assholes simply disappeared. Now it was just me and the elegant dude. "We've got a number of..." The man paused and looked around trying to find his words. "Well, questions for you. You've managed to break our system quite soundly." "I'm a little confused," I replied, "because I have no clue in the least what's going on." "Did you not read the EULA? Does anyone read that shit?"
"I do.
I just ran out of time."
His eyebrows went up and he's... "Oh."
He snapped his fingers. "Time, right. Must remember the time." He made a note. "See? I thought you'd read it because you brought a lot to trade."
"Trade?"
"Yes, all of the goods and creatures which aren't you." The man opened the folder and spread out a huge variety of photos. All the items that had come along with me that weren't, well, me. The two men, the cockroaches, the termites, the guns, the grenades, the fucking floorboards, the fork, all photographed and cataloged. I guess I was just trying to be prepared. Because I was a Boy Scout.
A Boy Scout?
Yes, this group of...
"I know what the Boy Scouts are. What rank were you?"
"Eagle."
"Ah, congratulations."
"Oh. Huh." He made a note in the folder. "Thanks. With what you've brought, I should think you'll be quite prepared for your new adventure." "About that,
Oh. Oh, time. I nearly forgot. I've just got so much on my mind lately. I've been late for almost everything. He glanced down at his watch where there was now. He glanced down at his wrist where there was now a nice watch. God, it's just one. He gestured at the wall and a clock popped up. Not a small little thing either, but something I imagined was equitable to Big Ben. With a massive second hand clicking along. Oh. Apologies for the disgusting decor, but I simply must keep an eye on the exact time. Oh. Vitally important to get you processed before time is up. Or, you know, actually, I don't. When you want to take it, turn it off, you've got to go get it. Oh. So, I don't know how many pages that was. It looks like maybe a couple. If you liked what you heard, the book is called One More Last Time by Eric Uglund. Oh, thank you for reading along with me. I hope you'll join me again at my next story time.